Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, here to get you where you want to go. So a year and a half ago, my daughter left a very small private school to enter a very, very large public high school. And when she got to the larger high school, she knew a handful of people, but none of those people were in any of her classes. And she ended up gravitating toward a group of kids that were nice kids, but they just didn't share her values. Now, they had some questionable judgment around sex and alcohol. Their grades were not a priority for them. And there was constant drama within the group. And when she started her sophomore year, she fell into a completely different group of friends. And this group was motivated, they were intelligent, they were athletic, they had a lot more in common with her, and they also seemed to keep themselves out of harm's way. And part of that is that they all seem to be secure in who they are, so there's no drama. And as she started to hang around with this new group of friends, she found herself pulling away from the old group. And she struggled with the guilt as that old group got upset with her. But she didn't really feel any animosity towards them. So she was able to continue to be friendly. But I was proud of her because she also pulled away from this group gradually. She just did it the right way. So she didn't create any enemies along the way. She moved on to another group, but she did it the way it should be done. And so that makes me think about why and who you spend time with people. Right. And I'm a firm believer that life is short and that we should surround ourselves with people that we enjoy and that also bring out the best in us. And for me, I am very, very blessed to have an incredible group of friends. I don't know anybody that's got a better group of friends than I do. I am just that person, and I am incredibly fortunate to have them. And the other problem with it is I don't actually have enough time to spend with all the people that I truly love and appreciate. And for this reason, I've become very selective with the people that I choose to spend my time with. And I know that may sound almost elitist at times, but or even heartless, but what I want to do is I want to minimize or completely eliminate spending time with people that, for instance, don't have motives that are pure. Right? And this is something we're going to talk about tomorrow. There's people that I've come across in my life that I've grown in a different direction than they have. And I can't relate to them anymore. And that happens. We're going to talk about that on Wednesday. There's people that I talk to or that I was keeping in touch with that bring me down when I see them and when I spend time with them. I don't want to be brought down. So again, I choose not to given the option. And then there's people that simply just don't add anything to the equation for me. In other words, they're there and they're fine people, but either I don't have a strong attraction to them, I don't have a real desire to spend time with them, or when I'm with them, there's just nothing that comes out. Normally, when I get around great people, one plus one starts to equal three because the dynamic of the group gets better with the interaction. But not everybody's like that, and so I choose to find people that are or gravitate towards those people. Think about some of those people in your life that maybe you shouldn't be spending a lot of time with, because maybe some of those people are taking away from you spending time with people that you should. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. If you haven't yet subscribed yourself, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about those people that you come across with impure motives and how to walk away from that situation. For today, again, just think very broadly of some of the people in your life. Think about who do you really like and enjoy being with and who don't you? And think about ways that you can mitigate your exposure to those people you don't like as much. And we'll continue to talk through it over the course of the week.